I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. With a win in Monte Carlo this week, Spanish tennis great Rafael Nadal has become the first man in the Open era to win 10 titles at the same tournament.
I think I played a great final, very excited. Unbelievable, happy to have this trophy with me again. Just I am enjoying the moment because it's something difficult to imagine, no? to win 10 titles in such an important event like Monte Carlo.
Clay is Nadal's favorite surface, and his win put him past the 49 clay court titles masked by the great Guillermo Vilas.
I love to play in these tournaments, Monte Carlo, Barcelona, Madrid, Rome, and Roland Garros, and it's very important part of the season for me and a very special one. No? Difficult to describe the feelings every time that I'm playing these kind of events and just enjoying every moment.
A lesser player would have long since succumbed to injury, but Nadal has repeatedly fought his way back to the top. Also hoping to get more court time is Monaco's Prince Albert.
I used to play a lot more than I do now, but I still try to play 10 times a year or more, but I haven't played in a few months now, but I'm eager to get back on the court.
It's time for the European Golf Tour to swing back into China for the Volvo China Open in Beijing, where local favorite Li Haotong is the defending champion.
Yeah, very looking forward to this week. I know defending champions always tough to play, and just try to enjoy myself and play my best.
Li is back in full swing after illness.
I think it's way better right now and starting doing workout again and feeling strong right now.
And he has one key hole at the Top Wind Golf and Country Club that he thinks will give him a good chance to win again.
Hole number 7, no one goes for the green, but I go for the green every day and make 4 birdies there. I think it's the most important point.
The first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs is in the books. Now, 8 National Hockey League teams remain in the fight to reach the finals. The first round of the NBA playoffs is wrapping up, as so far, the top seed in the West, the Golden State Warriors, and the second seed in the East, the Cleveland Cavaliers, have claimed 2 of the 8 second-round spots. The NBA Finals will tip off June 1st. We'll dive deeper into the playoffs for both leagues as they reach the semifinal rounds.
We are number one!
President Donald Trump welcomed the first Super Bowl winning team to the White House while he's been president, and not just any team, but the New England Patriots, who Trump has a close association with and who pulled off a stunning 25-point comeback over the Atlanta Falcons.
With your backs against the wall and the pundits, good old pundits, boy, they're wrong a lot, aren't they? Saying you couldn't do it, the game was over, you pulled off the greatest Super Bowl comeback of all time. One of the greatest comebacks of all time.
Super Bowl 51 also marked another milestone.
It was the first overtime game in Super Bowl history, and it ended with a legendary victory for this proud franchise and for these absolutely terrific players and coaches.
Patriots owner Bob Kraft compared his team's epic season with patriotic struggles over the long history of the country.
It's a true honor to be here for the 5th time celebrating a world championship. And every time that we have the privilege of coming here to the White House, I think about the long odds that were faced by our country's forefathers who fought for our freedom and independence. Overcoming long odds through hard work, perseverance, and most importantly, mental toughness is the foundation of everything that is great about this country.
Coach Bill Belichick is no stranger to winning, and he's molded his players into playing, quote, the Patriots way.
These guys worked incredibly hard all year. They put all the work in advance when we didn't have anything to show for it. And then as the year went along, a total of 17 victories, they were all tough. These guys are mentally tough. They're physically tough. They loved to compete, and they knew how to compete under pressure, and that's probably when we played our best football, as we saw in overtime in the Super Bowl.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.